time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio
history.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
I'm storming like a Sasquatch. I'm Bigfoot, I'm Bigfoot. I'm going through the trees. I'm Bigfoot, I'm Bigfoot. I'm climbing up the hillside. I'm Bigfoot, Bigfoot. When you see me, take a picture. Yeah, I'm Bigfoot. I'm storming like a Sasquatch. I'm Bigfoot, I'm Bigfoot. I'm going through the trees. I'm Bigfoot.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
The Dining Duo finds Bigfoot. We did.
Oh, God, did we ever.
Boy, oh, boy.
Ooh, it was scary.
It was.
I was scared stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Keep going.
A little overdramatic there.
I'm trying.
Theater of the mind. Which
yes.
Which is radio.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If only they saw how concerned my face looks. But they can't because I'm on radio.
All right. Anyway, we did find Bigfoot.
We
did. Seriously. Everyone was searching for Bigfoot in the wilderness.
I know.
And they were wrong.
Exactly.
Bigfoot was found just outside the city limits of Harvard.
I know.
You go down Route 14, and there's a big sign along the side of the road that says Bigfoot.
It does.
So, I mean, what's the big deal? People are looking for him. He's right there. The sign says so.
I don't know why they make such a big deal about it. We found him, and we're a bunch of idiots.
Well, yeah. And then you go a little further down the road.
And you visit his cemetery.
It says there's another sign. Exactly.
Bigfoot Cemetery.
Bigfoot Cemetery.
I mean, what do these people on the news have to say about this, I wonder?
I don't know. It's right there in plain sight.
Exactly, and it's in Illinois.
Yes. Venturing further on, we discovered the place where all the Bigfoot, was it Bigfoots?
Big feet?
Big feets?
Big feetses.
Big
footses.
Big footsies.
Big footsies. Yeah, big footsies.
We found the place where they all go to dine and socialize. I mean, you got to have a place where big feet can go.
You do. You know, big feet?
Big foots.
Big foot.
Footsies.
Footsies.
We are ecstatic to announce the discovery of the Bigfoot Inn Supper Club and Restaurant in Harvard.
Yay! It didn't take us long to find it.
No.
The restaurant is located in the unincorporated metropolis of Bigfoot.
Yes, there is actually a town called Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. But the address given is in Harvard. As you pull into the parking lot, we were amazed at how large the restaurant is, considering its location. But now I know, because it has to be big, because they hold all the Bigfootsies.
You're absolutely right.
I know I am. I'm always right. I told you that. You know, I'm Mystical Mistress Nancy. I know all, my love.
And I just thought of something. And
what?
That was, I'm reading this. Even the town itself is a secret because it's Bigfoot, but the address is given as Harvard.
Yeah, because they don't want anybody to know.
Uh-huh.
But we were intelligent individuals who found this.
We are investigative reporters. We uncovered this.
We
and exposed
do.
It.
And we did expose it. Or we're going to.
After we were seated, not by Bigfoot, by a regular person.
Yes, exactly.
We looked at the menu and decided to try the bruschetta $9.95 for an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
This was plum tomatoes, basil, or do you say basil, a garlic, and olive oil on a crostini.
Mm.
We were served 8 of these delectable bruschettas. And it was
they were delectable.
I have to admit, they were one of the best bruschettas we have ever had.
They were.
Nancy, who is not particularly a lover of raw tomatoes, gobbled it down.
I did, and I hate tomatoes. I don't want them in my salad. I'll have them pulverized in my salsa, or I'll just dip the chip in the juice of the salsa, but I don't like tomatoes. But because there's so much garlic and stuff in this, oh, God, it was so good.
And that's what happened. I took a taste. I'm thinking, why does she like these tomatoes? And then it became clear to me because of all the garlic.
There was
so much garlic, it was enough to satisfy even Nancy and scare away all the Bigfoots.
I scared away all the Bigfootsies. They were all leaving the restaurant. You should have seen them.
Yeah.
All I had to do was go,
And Bigfootsies do not smell good, and they couldn't take the garlic. let's be honest. I hate to say, but let's be honest.
The waiter brought over a relish tray of radishes, green onions, celery, and carrots, along with a basket of assorted crackers to go with a scoop of cheese spread. This is an old-school tradition that we wish would make a comeback. We devoured the entire tray while we sat chatting with each other.
I really like that when they do that. I wish more restaurants would do that.
I do, too. I think they're too cheap. Or they don't want to do the extra work of making a little relish dish up.
Well, yeah.
But it's so much nicer.
You can sit there and chat with people and chat with other Bigfoot.
With other Bigfootsies.
And, you know, enjoy a little relish tray with some cheese and everything. I like that. Oh, well. Such as days gone by. All entrees come with soup or salad and a basket of warm rolls with butter. Nancy, if she didn't have enough garlic already, chose a salad with garlic dressing.
Yeah.
However, she must have had enough tomatoes since she told the waiter to leave them off the salad.
I did have enough tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm surprised you ate those.
If it doesn't have garlic, I don't eat them.
I myself chose a New England clam chowder. Nancy loved her garlic dressing, won't you go figure. But my soup, I have to admit, was tasty, but it was a little light on the clams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little light on that.
Jim was torn between the veal parmesan and the veal marsala. I came to the rescue and told him to try something different for a change. He went with the veal marsala, $27.95, which was veal served with shallots and mushrooms in a Marsala wine sauce on top of a bed of angel hair pasta. What arrived was a huge portion of veal and mushrooms, large enough to feed Bigfoot.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was. Jim wished the sauce was more like a gravy, though. It needed reducing to enhance the flavor. Bigfoot didn't mind it, though.
I guess not, but it was very tasty, and there was a lot of it. Well, because they're used to feeding Bigfootians.
Bigfootians?
There's people who live in Bigfoot, Bigfootians.
Oh, and their friends, the Bigfootsies.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
But he could have used a little more time on his stove to reduce it.
Yeah, because it was more waterier. It wasn't more of a gravy like it should have been.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, who was still in fear of being attacked by Bigfoot, ordered another dish heavy with garlic, namely the shrimp scampi for $21.95.
I had to.
My gosh.
I have to keep those big feet away from me.
Wow.
Even you. You've got size 14. Keep you away from me, too.
Boy, this was shrimp tossed in a lemon garlic white wine sauce over a bed of angel hair pasta. The waiter brought over a bowl of pasta with 6 medium-sized shrimp. She was disappointed a little bit in the seasoning of her dish. Mainly, it needed more garlic.
Oh, it did.
Because she probably burned out her taste buds with all the garlic she had before.
No. It needed salt and butter also.
Yeah. And she was a little disappointed at the amount of shrimp for the money.
Oh, medium-sized shrimp, 6, and a whole bowl of pasta. All you're eating is pasta then.
And I was surprised because my portion was huge.
And veal is expensive.
Yeah, and you only had 6 shrimp.
I mean, veal is really expensive. And they only give me 6 shrimp. Yeah. I mean, you can give a half a pound of shrimp and you're still making money. I mean, really, 6 shrimp, But that's just my opinion.
Maybe Bigfoot don't like seafood.
Yeah, it could be. He might like more meat.
Could be.
Yeah.
Or pasta.
To sum it up, we both took home Bigfoot bags for another dinner. We also had a nice ride in the country to an old school supper club.
Seriously, we were surprised. You pull up to the place, it just looks like an old, you know, restaurant out of, like, what, 60s or 70s,
yeah.
Something like that.
50s even.
50s, yeah. It was a nice touch. Nice ride in the country.
Well, we took the ride in the country going up there.
Mm-hmm.
But when we came home, we took it real fast.
Oh.
You took the long way. You didn't know you set the GPS on the long route.
That's right. A dining duo tip. When you set your GPS, set it. Be careful which route you pick.
Yeah. You don't pick the right ones lately.
I just pick the, you know, one that comes up. I just push a button. I don't care. And we were driving through farmers' fields.
Yeah, we were following this one car forever. We're thinking she's going to make it there before we are,
yeah.
And she's going to take the last table probably.
I mean, yeah, it's be careful of that.
Cause yeah.
Well, we did have a nice ride wherever the heck we went.
But. And then we knew where we could go. It was really just Northwest Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, all the way in, practically.
Well, why couldn't the GPS just say that?
Yeah, because there's an idiot that's using the GPS and trying to figure out where to go.
Oh, that could be.
And you're the idiot.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. Another dining duo tip.
Another one?
Because we are all about educating our audience.
Okay.
Giving them little
tips. Let's educate them.
This restaurant is known for the fish fry on Fridays.
Oh, yes.
And reservations are strongly suggested for this event.
Yes, a lot of people were ordering the fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
The cost for our expedition was $70.46. Finding Bigfoot, priceless.
Boy, Bigfoot's got a little too much to eat.
Ooh, too much garlic.
That's probably
Phew,
it. Wow.
I still can smell his breath
ooh,
here.
Ooh, wow.
For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
As a side note, Nancy's Garlic Fest succeeded warding out Bigfoot, vampires, and people in general, including me.
Then my work is done. So, my love.
Yes.
What's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. The veal was very tasty, and it was a lot of it, but the sauce needed a little more work, I gotta admit.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Toots?
Well, I will be adding some butter, garlic, salt, and parsley to my pasta leftovers to bring it up to my liking.
Oh, of course. And we always want to keep you happy, my love.
Because a happy wife
is a happy life.
Exactly. Bigfoot Inn, 11508 U.S. 14, Harvard, 60033. Phone number, 815-943-4740. The website, www.bigfootinrestaurant.com. The directions are take Route 47 north to Route 14 west to the restaurant. Don't do what my little poopsie did and take me all over Heckengorn. Estimated travel
that's
time.
That's the next town past.
Heckengorn?
Heckengorn.
The estimated travel time, 43 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For those of you who just tuned in, this radio masterpiece is the Dining Duo show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM listening dial.
We put you in WHRU. Now, my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Letters. We get letters.
Oh, we got a bunch of letters. Stacks and stacks of them.
Bunch?
Bunches.
I don't think so.
No, we got one.
Okay.
We got a letter from Sharon, and she told us about the Rose Garden in Marengo. Is that a breakfast place, Rose Garden?
I don't know. She just said that we should check it out.
Huh.
You know, these people should be checking it out and telling us if it's good or not and to try it.
Yeah.
Why should we go and be upset that it's not good?
Because if it sucks, I ain't going.
I don't want to go.
Anyway.
Exactly.
We do appreciate your letters. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Walking into our studios as we speak, direct from the ancient land of the pharaohs, I give you the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-talking, mystical Mistress Nancy. Sim salabim, mystical Mistress Nancy.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The first and only the first in many examples of her mystical powers.
No, it's in our script, moron.
Work with me here.
Oh, okay.
People aren't supposed to know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I hold here in my hand a series of sealed envelopes. These envelopes contain questions, and they were hermetically sealed and kept in a pickle jar.
It was a Clausen pickle jar. Mystical Mistress Nancy knows all.
She does it again. She did it again. It was kept secretly hidden under arm guard. No one, I say no one, has seen these questions.
No one.
No one.
I know. No one
not
has.
Not even Bigfoot.
No one.
Mistress Nancy, using only the powers of her bleach blonde brain, which is not easy to say.
I could tell bleach brown. Browned.
She will attempt to answer these questions.
I will not attempt. I know the answers to these questions.
Then, and only then, will the contents of these envelopes be revealed. Are you ready, mystical Mistress Nancy?
Yeah, I've been ready for hours. You've been wordy.
I have to build up the suspense.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Be my guest. Build it up.
Okay. Here is the first envelope, mystical Mistress Nancy.
Low fat.
The answer is low fat.
I just said low fat. Name a Chinese diet doctor.
I like that one, actually. Oh, okay. Here is the next envelope, mystical Mistress Nancy.
Robert Brownie Jr.
The answer is Robert Brownie Jr.
Please, don't repeat. Robert
Brownie Jr.
I need complete silence.
Okay.
Who's a dessert's favorite actor?
Oh. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
I liked it.
Okay, here's another one.
Cashew nuts.
That's the answer. Cashew nuts.
I just said that.
Cashew nuts.
What kind of nuts give you a cold?
Cashew nuts. I like that one.
May your Perrier water be secretly bottled in Tijuana.
Oh, that's never good.
No, it's
never
not.
Never good. Okay. Another envelope. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hot chocolate.
The answer is hot chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Oh, just open the envelope.
Got it. What do you call candy that was stolen? Hot chocolate. I love it. Okay. Rumpump. Since you're not giving me any rump pumps.
How's that?
Thank you. Give me the next envelope, you
here's the next
idiot.
Envelope.
Tear gas.
Tear gas. The answer is tear gas.
Thank you. What can you make from baked beans and onions?
Now, that's funny. That is
that's
funny.
That's a cute one. I like that one. Wow, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Wow.
I didn't expect that.
No. Well, you should have expected it.
Well, I did once I got it in my mind.
Okay, here's another envelope.
Okay. call 911.
Call 911.
In need of a taco emergency?
Yeah, no.
May a bag of Pop Rocks explode in your shorts.
That can't be good.
No, it can't.
Here's another envelope. How many more of these things we got?
Quite a few, my love.
Oh, boy.
Give me the envelope. You've got them. You should know how many I've got.
Oh, yes, I should.
Hand it over.
Here's the envelope.
I swear you are a moron. Anathema chicken.
I'm afraid to say this. Anathema chicken.
What do you call a hen who can count her own eggs? Next envelope, please.
Here is the next envelope, my love.
Thank you. Nesty plunge.
Nesty plunge.
What does the president of Nesty use when his toilet is stopped up?
I actually like that one. That's a good one.
I'm so glad you do, my love.
That's a good one.
Give me another one.
Okay, another envelope. Here you go.
A milk dud.
A milk dud.
No, I said that already.
The answer is milk dud.
You don't have to repeat. What's a cow that doesn't produce milk? May you fall asleep under a camel with post-nasal drip.
No, that can't be good.
No,
that isn't.
That can't not be really.
Good. No.
Okay, give me another one,
baby.
Here's
another envelope there. It's going to hardly wait.
Dumplings.
Dumplings. The answer is dumplings.
I know, I just said it. You moron.
Dumplings.
What do you call tiny dumps?
That is good. That's good. Okay, here's another envelope.
Okay. Shortbread.
Shortbread. The answer is shortbread.
What do elves make sandwiches with?
Very good. Very good. All right. Here's another envelope.
Okay, now I need quiet. I don't need you repeating me.
Okay. I wouldn't do that.
Crock pot.
The answer is crock pot.
No. I need complete silence. My brain is starting to feel like it's going to explode. I have so much knowledge in it.
I can tell.
Uh-huh.
There's only room for so much, then it starts leaking out.
Uh-huh.
The answer is crockpot.
What's the best way?
Mistress Nancy didn't open the envelope yet. Okay, Mistress Nancy, open the envelope. She pushes the button here. There you go. Good job. Now you can read the answer.
What's the best way to cook alligator?
In a crockpot. Where else?
Rumpump. May your platform shoes fail you in a camel pasture.
That can't be good. No,
really bad.
No, you'll be
knee deep in doo-doo. Okay.
And here is the last envelope, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Hey, I think I'm doing good. What are you guys cheering about?
That was pretty harsh.
Yeah. Okay. Gatorade.
The answer is Gatorade.
You don't have to keep repeating.
Gatorade.
What does an alligator get on welfare?
Thank you, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
You're welcome.
For all of your insights and whatever they are. Well, luckily, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Oh. I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble in a brook and watched the ripples run away, and they never made a sound, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Hello, 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 hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.